ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. It's the end of an era. The longest-running host in TV game show history is calling it quits.
Pat Sajak is giving the wheel one last spin. The host of Wheel of Fortune says he's leaving the syndicated nightly game show after the upcoming season, which will be his 41st. He started as host in 1981 and is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest-running host of any game show in history. The 76-year-old says on Twitter that it's been a wonderful ride and he'll have more to say in the coming months. Sony, which produces the show, says Sajak will stay on as a consultant for 3 years.
You look like you're having a darn good time.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Miami police say they are preparing for crowds from 5,000 to up to 50,000 as former President Trump is set to appear in a federal court in Miami Tuesday. This after he was indicted on federal charges in an investigation into his handling of classified documents. Trump told talk show host Howie Carr that he would plead not guilty at the arraignment and would not make a statement during his court appearance. This is ABC News. With more people hitting the roads for the summer, gas prices are rising.
Now that school is out in many areas of the country and families are hitting the road, demand for gasoline is up, and with higher demand comes higher prices. The Energy Department reporting the average price of regular unleaded has gone up about 5 cents in the past week to $3.60 a gallon. The biggest jump seen along the Gulf Coast and Midwest, up 8 cents a gallon. But still, the average price along the Gulf Coast is the nation's lowest at $3.14 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jimmy Allen has been dropped by his record label as he faces a second sexual assault allegation. One allegation was from his day-to-day manager, which the country singer says was consensual. Nashville-based BBR Music Group says it's dissolved its relationship with Allen and he is no longer an active artist on their roster. The PGA and LIV Golf merger is under scrutiny. The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has opened a review of the planned merger. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan was informed in a letter. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar. And the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right, now that we've had a full weekend of punditry over Trump's unsealed indictment, how do you think this is going to play out? Is he going to get away with it? Teflon Don? Do we got him? Too early to tell, or something else? How are you feeling about the 37 counts that former President Donald Trump is facing? Because over the weekend, the Justice Department unsealed the indictment that came down Thursday, but it was sealed as of Friday when we had our last show. But the 37 counts include withholding national defense information, and the indictment says that the former president allegedly conducted or collected hundreds of classified documents and kept them at his Mar-a-Lago home, including a bathroom and a ballroom.
Just on the stage.
The pictures are wild to just see them stacked up in the bathroom, spilled all over the floor. But the classified documents allegedly contain highly sensitive information from the Department of Justice, not the Department of Defense, CIA, and, you know, like the U.S.'s nuclear programs.
That seems important.
Or the country's potential vulnerability to military attacks. And so Trump is now expected to appear in Miami tomorrow in a federal courtroom. And, you know, this is it's a topical topic, to say the least.
No question about that.
And I would love to hear from you. Where do we go from here? Is this just another tally on the many counts of Don getting away with it? Or is this finally enough to hold him accountable and maybe actually see a conviction? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you think, after hearing and reading what is in the indictment, Trump will get away with it?
And I got to say, it's not that long. It's really worth reading if you haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's interesting because, you know, he faces more than three dozen charges. And this is, as we've said before, not the only investigation he's under. There's also still Georgia has not come out at all yet. But never in the history of American politics has one man survived and even thrived more off of more terrible news than Donald Trump. It is unbelievable how he
fares through all of this and tends to, I mean, and it happened even before he was president. You know, I think the fact that his MO, his modus operandi, was to just not pay people and just never really got in trouble for that. And so it's hard for me to imagine that, especially because the fact there was the first GOP president poll released since Friday's indictment has former President Donald Trump ahead by 38 points in the Republican primary.
I know. It's just unfathomable to me. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PURDY if you want to check in on this. Rob from Port Edwards. Thank you for joining us, Rob. What do you think about this?
Good morning, ladies. I think that Merrick Garland and unfortunately Jack Smith, great guy, you know, great prosecutor and all that, are going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory here. I've already, the judge is Aileen Cannon, mm-hmm. and we all know how blind that justice is. And I heard rumblings that already there's plea bargaining going on.
Really?
At the end of the day, this person, yeah, yes. At the end of the day, and you know, this is media stuff. This isn't something coming from Donald Trump or his lawyers. How people find this out, I think it's more they're surmising than actual, you know, we got a fact. But the point is, what this individual did is vastly beyond what any mere mortal, us everyday citizen, would get away with without being put away and the key thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Republican Party to say that they're the party of law and order and back the badge and all of this righteous, you know, chest beating, unfortunately, this is a classic example of do as we say, not as we are actually doing. And I'm cynical. I'm sorry. You know, I'd love to be saying, yeah, this guy's going to get tacked up to dry, which he should be. It's pretty blatant, and it has been for so many years. But I'm afraid that our judicial system in this particular case is going to be as much a culprit as the individual doing, you know, the perp. That's I'm sorry to be a rainy day.
No, that, I asked for people's opinions, but I think, Rob, I think I don't think you're that much more cynical than a lot of people, because this is, it feels, it's like so many times as for, between the impeachments and stuff, to feel like there's so much there. How is people not seeing how much there is to like nail this guy? And then nothing ever happens. And if only it only ever bolsters him more amongst his base.
Yes.
It's unlike totally anything I think we've ever seen.
I agree. May I ask a favor? At some point in your ladies' prolific show, if you could have a session on forest growth in Wisconsin, the woody overgrowth and all this and that. I live we're in bug tussle nowhere. We're inundated in woods and yeah, right? We're, you know, there's just so much overgrowth, buckthorn and dead trees and on and on and on. And it is a critical issue. We've just endured a terrible spate of drought. Fortunately, mm-hmm. we had some rain here. And I think we're going to get a little more. But that doesn't say anything for the rest of the summer in the way the climate is going. I'm sure there's phenomenal people at the University of Wisconsin-Madison or even at Stevens Point or Eau Claire or wherever that can offer up great advice and opinions and facts on this sort of stuff. But I think it's an important aspect for the state to grapple with, because we're dangerous when it comes to these dry sessions and the potential for a lightning strike or Lord knows, a, you know, a campfire or whatever. So that's if you could throw that in your mix of cool topics at some point would be amazing.
That's a great idea,
that's
Rob.
A great idea.
We will absolutely put that down. And by the way, I embrace your cynicism. I think we're probably related somehow just based on that. But
I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up around El Verno College. So I grew up in a spit of greenfield surrounded by Milwaukee. I was a prisoner within, you know, if you didn't go to Boys Tech, you were nobody. But And I didn't, and I guess I turned out to be nobody. Here we are.
Oh, anyway, Rob.
Ladies,
you
day.
Too, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in with us. Joe from Appleton is on the line. Hey, Joe, what do you think?
Jane, Kristen.
Hello.
Taking my call. I don't share the complete cynicism of our previous caller, but I'll just tell you this, that I printed out the indictment on Friday before I left for a small vacation. I read it Friday night in the hotel room and then slept like a baby. That is a strong, tight indictment right there. And I tell you, if this case is decided on the merits, it's over. He's toast. There are two avenues that I see where he gets away with it. One, he's pardoned,
okay,
either by himself or another Republican once they're in the White House. Or two, we do have to address that, yes, Judge Eileen Cannon is at least right now the judge on the case. She should recuse herself.
Yes.
She should be forced
mm-hmm.
off the
yes.
case. But if she's not, now this is coming from a lawyer slash former prosecutor's perspective. Once the jury is impaneled and they're sworn in, then as soon as she says the words dismissed at any point, everybody go home. It's over. Nothing to do. She could rule on any motion from the defense to say, oh, dismiss this case right now. They didn't prove it. Even if the whole world agrees that they did.
Hmm.
And if she does, it's over. Now, I don't know if she's still tied to the SS Trump right now, if she's willing to go down with him, or if she, you know, tried her best initially with the initial documents, maybe last year or so.
Yeah.
But now she realizes this is just, you know, a sinking ship. No reason for her entire career and reputation to go down with it. Maybe she'll play it straight. But if it's decided on the merits, it's over. There's basically no defense. I mean, at least not that has been produced yet. They did it too is not a defense, and it's not true either.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that's my property. This is presidential records. All that's nonsense. It's never going to come up in court. So possibly there will be a plea. That's not necessarily a terrible thing. But yeah, I don't see him getting away with it unless something nefarious happens.
Nefarious.
Joe, my favorite part is I declassified them with my mind.
But no, but
oh,
in the,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That part. But that's what's on the
sorry.
That's what's on the audio, right? Is that he knows that he could have declassified them,
but he didn't.
And now he has them. And
oh,
so that's.
This was great.
Go ahead.
This was great yesterday. Jim Jordan went on, I think it was on CNN. And yeah, they play the quote where he says, you know, I could have declassified these when I was president. And Jim Jordan says, just because he says he could have declassified them, that's not him saying that he didn't declassify them.
Oh,
I mean, the mental gymnastics that these people, I mean, it's like, check your brains at the door, people. You're a Republican now.
Oh, wow. Joe, well, you're not, Bill Barr actually agrees with you. And so we have the clip from him over the weekend saying, even if half of it's true, he's toast. So we will play back that when we come back from the breaks. Thanks so much for the call, Joe, and your insight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll keep this rolling after the break, but what are you thinking? Is Trump going to get away with it? Do we got him? What do you think after a weekend of punditry about Trump's indictment? Where do we go from here? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Give us a call, 844-96-PARTY.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's the Maggie Dawn Show.
Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mostly cloudy skies and light winds throughout the early morning hours. Lows will make it down to 50 degrees. Tuesday, partly sunny. Highs warm into the lower 80s. North winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 55. Winds become light. And then Wednesday, sunny and highs top out near 86. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now it's 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Director, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to go to the lines before we go on with this segment. A lot to talk about. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Oh, hey, thanks, Matt. Two things. First of all, you know that I'm a person with a disability, older, so on and so on. I want to address the person that called last week that basically said that Trump could functionally not even read, really doubted his intelligence. There is a something called, and I'm going to put this in quotes, playing dumb. People who are racial minorities, disabled women, so on, we know what people are thinking. And sometimes it is really to your advantage just to play dumb and let people think you're not as smart as you are, okay? And so I want to bring that. I don't think Trump is nearly as stupid as people want to make him out to be. I think he, you know, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I think he has some very serious issues, obviously. Also, I was kind of cruising the radio last night and happened to very briefly into Bill Cunningham, and what he was saying something about the Supreme Court allows Donald Trump to do what he did with the documents. And hey, my friend, I'm going to hang up, all right? And you have
Let me respond to two things on that and then get some of the other calls. First of all, Trump is not dumb. Let me tell you something. Nobody who's elected president of the United States in our history was dumb. Nobody. He's made $1 billion. You can say a little more, a little less. Nobody makes that kind of money is dumb. That's ridiculous. When people say that, they're avoiding the issue. He has acted with criminal intent. And we're going to talk about the judicial part in a while. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Professor, I've got 2 points today. The first point is I keep hearing over and over again that the government is overclassifying documents. There are just too many things that they're classifying that probably shouldn't be. That's none of my business to figure out what that is. The other point, which is more important, in the age of technology, why are these things still being produced on paper that somebody can physically touch and steal and take away somewhere? This stuff could be created in a guarded skiff, on guards, created in a skiff, and then held on a server that is not connected in any way to the internet, so that people needing to view it only electronically in that guarded skiff, including the president. So there is never a physical copy of this stuff to ever leave. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, good points. Let me address those right now. First of all, when it comes to overclassification, that is true, but it has nothing to do with what's going on here. 7 billion documents have been classified, 7 billion, including some that are simply copies of newspaper articles, 7 billion. That's wrong. However, the documents here, the 31 that are the subject of the felonies, were Five Eyes only documents. Anybody in their right mind would say a document that could lead to the capture of our undercover agent and have him killed is not overclassified. That's number one. Number two, everything you say is true about the other, but remember this, you can always print something out and you can always take a picture of the screen. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Boy, I've got a couple of points, so bear with me. I'll do it quickly. First of all, the million-dollar interview is going to be somebody interviewing Newt Gingrich and say, well, Newt, on your manifesto, are you happy with the way America's turned out? You wanted to go to war. We've got a war. What do you think, Newt? Because that guy, he's already been subpoenaed with January 6th. He thought about this 10 years ago. He wanted this. He created this, and now it's in his lap. There's one guy that really ought to be hauled over the coals. But what we're talking about also is your listeners have to realize, and I'm sure most of them do, we're under a terrorist threat right now. Alert. Somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to break into something. You got some mad mega people out there, number two. Number three, how in the heck are we going to get a fair and impartial jury in South Florida? And then they've got that woman. Why did they give her the case? I don't know what people are thinking. But last but not least, our country hopefully will get through this. But the only way we're going to get through it and cure it is Jim Jordan, Ron Johnson, Matt Gaetz. They got to be on a list of indictments and everything else in prosecution. They all committed crimes. They all did. When you support terrorists, you commit crimes. I know I said a lot today. I apologize for saying that much, but it's just stuff that needs to be said. I'll hang up. I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, good stuff, Bill. Yeah, I'm going to respond. First, I'm going to squeeze in one more call so we get it in this segment, but I've taken notes on what you said. I will respond. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind?
Yeah, to this Judge Cannon, I just read something alarming about the thing with the special master. She, in her writing, she actually said this, that he should receive greater protection than an ordinary criminal suspect. Now, what is an ordinary criminal suspect? I don't know. But then further down in Florida, there was an a noble, her name is, I believe. Yeah. That is the Southern District chief of the court. And she wrote that we do not assign related cases to the same judge. And then when she was asked for, they asked for something, you know, from her, she didn't respond to any emails. So what does that mean? I was under the understanding it was just put in there and it randomly happened, but she actually said, we do not assign related cases to the same judge.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on down in Florida.
Yeah, we're coming to a break. Excellent comments. We're going to talk about Judge Eileen Mercedes Cannon and the assignment and some mistakes that were made and what she could do after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
My baby don't care.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
News, I'm Lionel Moyes. It's the end of an era. The longest running host in TV game show history is calling it quits.
Pat Sajak is giving the wheel one last spin. The host of Wheel of Fortune says he's leaving the syndicated nightly game show after the upcoming season, which will be his 41st.
Hey!
He started as host in 1981 and is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest-running host of any game show in history. The 76-year-old says on Twitter that it's been a wonderful ride, and he'll have more to say in the coming months. Sony, which produces the show, says Sajak will stay on as a consultant for 3 years.
You look like you're having a darn good time.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Miami police say they are preparing for crowds from 5,000 to up to 50,000 as former President Trump is set to appear in a federal court in Miami Tuesday. This after he was indicted on federal charges in an investigation into his handling of classified documents. Trump told talk show host Howie Carr that he would plead not guilty at the arraignment and would not make a statement during his court appearance. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the
sun. Welcome back
to
Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to respond to some of the comments that were just made in the last segment, and then I'm going to go back to the line, so do not hang up. First of all, with Bill of Oconomowoc, yes, there are a lot of angry MAGA people. I do not believe that they are going to try anything like January 6th. They're not stupid enough, I don't think. They know the hazard. He's going to hold this celebratory fundraiser that night. That's where a lot of them will show up. If there are any more classified documents there, they can see him. Actually, I'm somewhat kidding. He flew them all to Bedminster to get them out of there. Number two, when it comes to Eileen Mercedes Cannon, I want to talk about that right now. That was a mistake, in my view, of the prosecutor. The fact is that Jack Smith is a good prosecutor, but sometimes these prosecutors think that they have such a strong case that it doesn't matter who the judge is, and they can look like they're doing some kind of an open and transparent thing by filing it in an unfriendly venue. That is a mistake. Ask O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson murdered two people in an area in Beverly Hills, and if he'd been brought to trial there, he would have been convicted. The prosecutor there thought, well, what the hell? I'll do it downtown LA. He was acquitted. Yes, he was later charged civilly and had to pay damages and so forth. He murdered two people because of a stupid prosecutor. In this case, I do not think that the prosecutor is stupid, but there are several other places with proper venue he could have brought it. One, Washington, D.C. That's where Trump took the documents from. Yeah, he did things like store them in Mar-a-Lago. He flew them to New Jersey and showed them to people in Bedminster. He could have venued it in Bedminster. But he thought he would what? Venue it in southern Florida? Where a lean Mercedes Cannon, the Colombian she-wolf, who before was reversed twice by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals for taking a dive for Trump. And a dick of Madison was accurate. One of the things she said in that go around on the classified documents where she stopped the FBI and the DOJ from doing their jobs to protect Trump. She said, quote, Donald Trump is entitled to deference because of his former position. That's not true. She's first generation from Colombia. Let me tell you something. No first generation person should be made a federal judge. Unelected, unsupervised. You cannot get the cultural toxins out of the groundwater in one generation. She is used to showing deference to El Guapo and El Gordo and strongmen. We don't want that. She is now going to show deference to Trump. The second thing that she did, and she was reversed on this on the 11th Circuit, she treated the classified documents quite cavalierly. She didn't think they were very important. Colombia does not have nuclear weapons. Colombia does not have secret agents in China and Russia who get captured, tortured, and executed. She doesn't care. Her loyalty is not to the United States. She's bad news. What was Jack Smith doing? Jack Smith thought, well, I'm going to file it. And, there are different judges down there, and the odds of her getting it are random. Well, yes and no. There's a thing called the wheel. They have it here in Wisconsin. It's symbolic because it's computer generated, but basically a name gets spit out. In the old days, they had it on a wheel. They spun the wheel. In this particular case, there were what are called senior judges on the wheel. Senior judges are judges who took senior status. So basically they can start getting their pensions, but then they can be occasionally used on a case, but they don't necessarily like to be used on them when they're on vacation or in the summer, if they go somewhere, in the winter, they go somewhere. There are actually very few judges left. She got it. The chief judge down there, what I'm hearing is that she doesn't comment on how she got it. There's a rule in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that supervises her that says that if there's the appearance of a conflict, there's the appearance of impropriety, the judge should be yanked. Even if it isn't real, if there's the appearance, it undermines public confidence. She has undermined public confidence by being reversed twice and delaying things for Trump just enough to let him declare for president. A bad judge can affect the outcome of a trial, and let me tell you legally how they can do it here. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse case? Remember the judge in that case? He chewed out the prosecution in public. It was reported in all the papers. The jury was not there, but they heard about it from their relatives. He would not let the people who were shot be called victims. He just wouldn't. His conduct contributed to the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people. Judges have a lot of power, and even more so in the federal system. This clown, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, will grant any delay Trump wants to get him beyond the 2024 election. So he will simply play off this, hold fundraisers every night that he has to be down there for a status conference. Not only that, And let me tell you something. If he is acquitted at this trial, that can't be appealed. In a criminal case, if somebody is convicted, he can appeal that. He can argue prosecutorial impropriety. If he's acquitted, the prosecution can't appeal it, even if there is defense impropriety, even if there's judicial impropriety. The judge can refuse to let certain evidence in. The judge can refuse to let there be testimony that we had an unusual number of agents executed in 2021 after these documents were left unsecured at Mar-a-Lago. She can say, well, it's not relevant. Can the prosecutor then go and get an interim order from the Court of Appeals? Possibly. But what if it's in the middle of trial and she says, no, I'm not going to give you a continuance to do that? And let me tell you the nuclear weapon. If during the trial at the end, the prosecution rests its case, the Trump people put on just a little evidence, and then they bring a motion for a directed verdict to dismiss the case. And she gets on the stand and says, I've looked at all the evidence. No reasonable jury could convict. I dismiss. Trump flies out of town. The prosecution can't appeal. Do you understand that? The prosecution can't appeal. This woman is protected by the Republican Party. Federal judges have tarantulas that are not just on the Supreme Court. I do not know what Jack Smith was thinking. I suspect what he was thinking was, well, we'll get our case in, and surely everybody will realize the strength of our case. No, they won't, Jack. No, they won't. They don't care about the strength of anything. The people who support Trump support him no matter what. He will get in a Republican primary something like 40% of the vote. He'll get a plurality. DeSantis will get 19%. The other clowns will get under 10%. The Republican Party has winner take all. Winner take all. So he'll get all of the nominating votes. And you'll think, well, who the heck could show up in Milwaukee and nominate this guy? You will find the most peculiar hominids showing up in Milwaukee, the most peculiar featherless bipeds showing up in Milwaukee, and they will nominate him. Now he'll run against Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the incumbent. He's a good president. If something happens to Joe and he's running against Kamala Harris, what do you think is going to happen? Don't give me all this identity politics stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up to hear with it. What do you think is going to happen? And if he runs against Joe Biden won by 7 million votes last time. He won by, what, over 30 electoral votes? You have people in Republican states criminalizing voting in various subterfuges. Who knows what will happen? If Trump ever got in again, he will take revenge. The woman, read America, liberal democracy, who spurned him will pay. He is a seriously disturbed individual. Ukraine will pay. They'll get slaughtered. NATO will pay. People in this country he doesn't like will pay. He has got to be prosecuted. He's got to be convicted, but filing this thing in Florida and the jury you get, very large population of people who fled Cuba, Venezuela, and Colombia. Many of them became citizens and many of them will serve as jurors. They hate communism and I agree with them. They hate socialism and right, that's fine. But many of them are subservient to the El Gordos and El Guapos. But Jack Smith filed down there because Jack Smith thought, well, we can make it work down there. We Well, O.J. Simpson went free from criminal conviction, and Kyle Rittenhouse went free. Jeanne Moclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jeanne?
Well, that was a bright and cheery prospect. I'll tell you something, Matt. You know, that what ticks me off more than anything, and I'll tell you, it's been fuming here. I've been calling some of those darn senators that should be kicked out of office that is are aiding and abetting Trump, these people who know darn well the danger that Trump put all of us in with those documents that he stole. And they're making excuses or saying, oh, Hillary Clinton didn't get prosecuted. Lindsey Graham, I called him, read him the Riot Act. He's supposedly a lawyer. He supposedly protected our country. What in the world is in their heads? These guys are just as bad as Trump, covering up for him, making excuses when he stole those documents. He is a criminal. He has hurt our country, and he should be held liable. No more BSing on this kind of stuff. The people in our country deserve better. We need to be treated better. We do not need to be at risk in politics. This isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is about crimes committed against the people of our country. Thank you so much for letting me air my concerns, Matt. Great show. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Jeanne. We're going to go to the lines. There's too many of you to get in this segment, but the ones I don't get in this segment, I will get in the next segment. So do not hang up. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, thanks to the previous caller. I mean, that Donald Trump took an oath to the Constitution, and he didn't follow through with his oath to the Constitution. Donald Trump is a man that was, Hamilton warned us against, in Federalist 75, a man seeking his own self-aggrandizement and his own profits, is willing to betray the interests of the state too for himself. I mean, that this is what Donald Trump did. And I mean that... Those people down in Florida that they hate communism so much. Well, why do they support a man who loves the guy who would just as soon bring communism back to Russia, and was head of the KGB?
They love authoritarians. They love to be beaten. That's what they love, because that is their culture. They love to bow down before El Gordo and El Guapo. That's why. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mostly cloudy skies and light winds throughout the early morning hours. Lows will make it down to 50 degrees. Tuesday, partly sunny. Highs warm into the lower 80s. North winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 55. Winds become light. And then Wednesday, sunny and highs top out near 86. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now it's 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt and Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll break to the lines in order. Dana of La Crosse, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dana, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Welcome to the La Crosse Market. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you betcha. Say, you know, let's say Trump does skate based on some of the circumstances you laid out, the possible circumstances that you laid out there, which would be a travesty, of course. I think we all know that. But it's a very real possibility, some of those things you laid out. Let's say that were to happen, or even if that doesn't happen and he does go to jail, do you think Jack Smith is intent, or Merrick Garland, on going after the rest of them, the Rojos, the Gateses, the Lauren Boberts, who was tweeting out Nancy's location during the riot, the MG Greens, all those people? Do you think he's going to be going after them as well? And should they be worried based on, you know, they've got testimony from Mark Meadows, apparently. So, gosh, I really hope they're going to round them all up, Matt. I'll take your call off the air, your answer off the air. Thanks.
Right. Excellent question. And let me tell you, from a prosecutor point of view, what's going to happen is, and by the way, Jack Smith is a good prosecutor. He was with he was a prosecutor in the Netherlands for the World Court, and he went after the butchers in Kosovo and got a conviction. He also got a conviction against the governor of Virginia. He has quite a reputation. He's a good man. I do not know why he picked Southern California or Southern Florida as the venue. To your point, prosecutors can't prosecute, one prosecutor can't prosecute every case. So he's doing this, and he's going after Trump, and he's going after this guy, Walt Nauta, who is his body man. They call him a valet, but it's basically a guy who goes around and takes care of whatever he wants. And then he's investigating January 6th. Now, January 6th is obviously a time when he could go after Mo Brooks, he could go after Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., and all that. I don't know what he's going to do there. One of the problems with that prosecution, just to get really down in the weeds, because everybody loves to say, oh, we should go after him for that. We should. And all these foot soldiers, 1,000 of them almost got prosecuted, and they were misled by him. But that said, if you parse what he says, they'll say, go on the Capitol. And he'll say, well, I just meant protest. I didn't tell him to go in the Capitol. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'll be honest with you. I personally do not think that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are going to prosecute Trump over January 6th. They're looking at it, and they do have Mark Meadows' testimony. As you say, he flipped, and maybe I'm wrong, and I do hope they do. But they may think, look, we took a shot at the bull elk right here, and we're going to take him down with this one in Florida, and he's coming up on a presidential election. It's a guess. A hunch. I could be wrong. I think he should be prosecuted. Now, when it comes to prosecuting the rest of them, Fannie Willis in Atlanta is going after, among other things, the fake electors and the people that gin that up. And I think my suspicion is that she will have Rudy Giuliani as a felony target. But down in, remember two things. This is state, not federal. She has fewer powers. And secondly, she's only the DA. Only the DA of Fulton County, which is Atlanta, not even the attorney general of the state. And no attorney general anywhere else in the country is planning to prosecute any of the fake electors, which I think is a mistake. So Fannie Willis, God bless her, she is wonderful. They've also passed a statute that Brian Kemp, whoever he goes, oh, Brian Kemp, he's so moderate. What do you mean he's moderate? Brian Kemp, they passed a statute where this board that he can control can yank a DA for doing stuff they don't like. What kind of stuff? Crooked stuff? No, not even crooked stuff. That they are not, quote, prioritizing prosecutions that should be prioritized, end quote. And what are they? In Florida, marijuana and people who provide abortions. It is illegal. And Fannie Willis has said, I'm prosecuting gangs in Atlanta. I'm prosecuting murders, rapes. I'm prosecuting political corruption. Are you going to prosecute marijuana and doctors? And she said, no, they're very low down on the list. Probably not going to get to them. They may yank her. They may yank her before she gets a chance to go through with these prosecutions. They could not do that. They could not do that in the federal system. And secondly, the judges down there, I have no confidence at all in the judge overseeing the grand jury that she is using for subpoenas and to go after folks. None whatsoever. Stay tuned. This is a very fraught time in American history, but I agree with Bill Oconomowoc early on when he said, we will get through this. We will always get through this. We got through the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We got through the Second World War. We will get through this, even with a crooked Donald Trump. But I will tell you, if he gets back in and betrays NATO, betrays Ukraine, and goes after people he doesn't like here, he is obsessed with almost a sexual jealousy of rejection. That's what's happening. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Awesome callers. Great show. Thanks for all the information. It's sad, though. The Republicans are complicit that hang with this Trump for all that's went on here. And, you know, I love the country and I love the state of Wisconsin. I mean, you know, if this was a Democrat, I certainly would not be supporting them. So I'm just going to leave it at that today. Thanks for the show. And it's just a sad day that this guy did all this stuff. Bye.
I want to leave everybody with some optimism. I'm convinced we're going to get through to it. If you think this is tough, suppose you were George Washington. If they captured you, they would have hanged you. And you had to figure out how to feed and arm all these people to fight the biggest empire in the world. If you were Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant and the country was splitting apart, what would you have done? If you were Franklin Roosevelt, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the Nazis overran Europe, and a lot of people thought they'd win. What would you do if you were Franklin Roosevelt? We had far greater people in our history than we give credence to. And I take no pleasure in this stuff against Trump. It is a sad day when the president of the United States is such a felon that he does these kinds of things and a big part of his party stands by him. That is the scandal and the travesty. Coming to the end of the show, great caller as always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Like cheerleader Kaylee Harrell in Glendale, Arizona, putting full trust in her teammates because Kaylee is blind.
She shows us that anything's possible with a little bit of hard work.
And she hopes others take inspiration from her story.
The way that you are courageous is to be brave and take risks and see what happens.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.